Problems by Reverend Terry Matthews. Narrated by Luke Alfonso. This book is dedicated to my beautiful wife, Georgia, of over 27 years. My four mothers, my father, Luke Matthews, my sons, Terry Jr. and Lonnie, and also their mother, Carlene, who has since gone home to be with the Lord. To her God-fearing sisters, Gloria and Kathy, and to my God-fearing in-laws, Eddie, Dolores and Barbara, and to all my brothers and sisters, 8 boys and 3 girls, 11 total. To my biological mother, Louis Dupree Matthews, who went home to be with the Lord 3 days after I was born. The doctors told my father, due to pregnancy complications, that either my mother or I would die at birth. My father had to choose who he wanted the doctor to save. Although my father chose my mother, his wife, God chose me. I'm not mad at you, Dad. After having 11 children, I would have done the same thing if I were you. Thank you, Mom, for sacrificing your life so I might live. Doesn't that sound just like Jesus? To my second foster mother, missionary evangelist Ethel Hines, who deserves all the credit for adopting me into the royal family. She went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. You were a strong and dedicated woman of God. Thank you for baptizing me at the age of 7 years old and allowing me to know the value of working in the church at such a young age and teaching me that Jesus is the way. To my third foster mother, Winnie Kennedy, who was a Sunday school teacher. You went home without my knowledge. I wish I could have been there, Mom. I guess it wasn't meant to be. Thank you for teaching me the value of church attendance and the value of doing my school homework. Finally, to my fourth mother, my mother-in-law, Aggie Black, who went home to be with the Lord on New Year's Day. The year is not important. Thank you for blessing me with your daughter, Georgia. Mrs. Black, you've got a lovely daughter. You continue to praise God unselfishly all the way up until your last day on earth. You're unbelievable, girl. I've never seen anyone do that before. Never. I heard you cry out, "Thank you, Jesus," underneath your oxygen mask. You praised the Lord with your last breath. I will never forget you. This book is also dedicated to all of the current and former members of Crown of Life Ministries. I love...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?